بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to talk to you today about the power of words and how the slightest comment, the smallest word can have a very powerful effect, and sometimes it just takes one word for a relationship between the spouses to become destroyed, or two friends who've been friends since childhood, their friendship could be destroyed just because of one gathering, one sitting where one small statement was said. As a result of that statement, they never spoke again. Or a person who goes to work and has had this job for many, many years, and one day he says something, he utters something, a result of which he loses that job. Brothers and sisters, words can have a powerful effect on an individual. And sometimes words can be harmful, but also when a person says good words, it can have a powerful effect on whoever it's said to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He talks about good words. He talks about powerful words when a person recites Quran or does other types of things with his tongue, which he's rewarded for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of the one who says good things. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبًا. Do you not see how Allah has given an example of a good word? كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبًا. Like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ وَفَرُعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Its roots are firm, and its branches are all the way into the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example, brothers and sisters, of good words being like a tree. When a person says good things to his fellow Muslim brother or sister, this individual is known to have good character partly because of the things he says. We look at, for example, the things a person does, but we also look at the things he says, the things that come out of his tongue, his mouth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, an individual who says good things is like a tree which has firm roots, solid roots. We can vouch for a person by the things that he says. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches are all the way into the sky. Meaning the effects of good words can last a very long time, and they can take a person very, very far. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to talk to you today specifically about words of encouragement, and how sometimes we can say a small thing on our part. It might be a few words, but because of the positive effects of those words and whoever we say them to, they'll never forget the things that we say to them. And even in your own experiences, you may remember a time, for example, when somebody said something to you. He congratulated you. He praised you. He said something good about you. He encouraged you to do something. And you remember that even many years later. In fact, maybe you pursue a career in something because of someone's praise to you about something specific. And maybe you remember that individual not because of anything else, but except only because of what he said on a specific day, and only because of a few statements, a few sentences, or maybe even one sentence that he said to you, that praised you, encouraged you, motivated you to do something that maybe you weren't comfortable in doing. And brothers and sisters, if we look at the best of examples, and we look at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll see that there were many instances in his life when he would praise the companions, and the companions would be motivated by the praise of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, we'll see companions themselves praising one another. And we'll see even the scholars who came after, some of whom, they started to pursue knowledge because of what other scholars said about them when they were younger. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was once on the minbar with his grandson, Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu. And he was very young at the time. And he said, while the other companions were there, he said, Had ibn Sayyid. He said, this son of mine is going to be a leader. He's a leader. وَلَعَلَّهُ يُصْلِحُ وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يُصْلِحُ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I hope that one day he's going to reconcile between two great groups or great armies of the Muslims. And Al-Hasan radiallahu an, no doubt remembered this praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many, many years later when the fitna took place between the Muslims and there was civil war between the Muslims. The first time there had been civil war in Islamic history. And you had companions on both sides. And you had Ali and Muawiyah radiallahu anhuma fighting one another. Until Ali radiallahu anhu himself was assassinated. And then the leadership went to Al-Hasan radiallahu an. And then when they came to Al-Hasan radiallahu an, he himself narrated this hadith. And he remembers the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling him a leader. And you can only imagine, brothers and sisters, the powerful effects that can have on a child. And maybe this is something we ourselves lack when it comes to advising, when it comes to encouraging. Imagine someone telling you when you were younger, you're going to be a rich man. A person would, in his mind, he'd start to think that for sure he's going to become someone wealthy. This man believes I can do it. Now imagine telling somebody, or imagine you yourself were told when you were younger that you're going to become a scholar. You're going to become a hafiz of the Quran. You're going to be a great, important person when you become older. Imagine, subhanAllah, how much encouragement that would give us if we were younger. How much motivation it would give us. And then we have to think, brothers and sisters, always be responsible for how many times do we encourage our old children, for example. Those of us who are teachers maybe. How many times do we encourage our students? Those who are younger than us. What kind of inspirational words do we give them to encourage them? To encourage them, to motivate them. Instilling these types of words in children when they're young, brothers and sisters, inspires them. And they don't forget these types of words, this type of encouragement. They'll remember it until they're older. And as I said, maybe there were instances in our lives where we remember when people said things, positive things, good things about us. A man once said that I can live on a good compliment for 2 months. Because it motivates a person. A person wants to do more. Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, he remembered this statement. And he told the companions and those who were there at the time about this narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he abdicated. He left his leadership and he gave up his leadership and he gave it to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu so that there wouldn't be no fighting between the Muslims. Many other instances between the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam and the companions exist where because of his statements, their love for the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam would grow. The famous hadith of one of the companions coming to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and because of how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with the people, anybody he spoke to, anybody who interacted with him, it would feel like as if he was the only person on earth. He was given the complete attention of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To the extent that that person would think that I am the most beloved person to him. So a companion came and he asked, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk? Who's the most beloved person to you? And so he said, Aisha, his wife radiallahu anha. And so the man said, La min al-rijal, from the men. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Abuha, her father. And then the man asked, then who? And he said, Umar radiallahu anha. And eventually the companion, he said, I was afraid to ask more because I thought maybe he might leave me at the end. But it shows us, brothers and sisters, that the way we behave towards others, and it doesn't take much, it takes a few positive words, a few words of encouragement. The way we interact and behave with others can leave them feeling different, can change their whole perspective, can motivate them to do more than they wanted to. Sometimes a person may be insecure. He may not be confident. He may not have the courage to do something that he wants to partake in, that he wants to do. And all it takes is a slight push, a little push for a person to encourage him, to say good words to him, to inspire him, for that person to pent up the courage to do whatever he wants to do. Another instance, brothers and sisters, of the encouragement and the praise of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, was when there was a disagreement and an argument between Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came holding his garments, rushing to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when he saw Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu coming, that this individual that's coming has gone through something, something has happened. Because he was his closest friend. You know, you can tell sometimes those who are close to you when they don't look right. Something isn't right, something's happened. Something in their face, something in the way they behave. And when he came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had a dispute with Umar radiallahu anhu. We had a disagreement, as people do, as best friends even do. And he asked me to forgive him because he said some words and I refused to forgive him. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, may Allah forgive you. And he repeated this statement. When Umar radiallahu anhu came after searching for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in his house and in other places, he found him by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as soon as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he became angry. Because of the way he behaved towards his closest companion, towards Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said in front of the other companions, he praised Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in front of all the other companions. He said, verily Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu believed in me when nobody else believed in me. Imagine, brothers and sisters, somebody you admire, somebody you respect, praising you in your presence. Imagine, for example, brothers and sisters, those who are young, our children, for example, those who inspire maybe to be like us, even though we're not individuals who are of any value. Maybe we have our own shortcomings. Maybe we don't intend for other individuals to follow us. But people inspire to be like other individuals who are older than them. Praising them sometimes gives them that encouragement. It develops a kind of trust, a kind of bond. Other narrations are mentioned from the scholars about how the companions would behave when it came to their students. One of the greatest tabi'een who ever lived, by the name of Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he grew up around the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Salama radiallahu anha, al-mu'mineen, the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she would take care of him when he was younger. And she would take him out and send him to the companions. And he lived a couple of years in the life of Umar radiallahu anhu. He was born in the last 2 years of the leadership of Umar radiallahu anhu. When she would take him out and the companions would see him, and Umar radiallahu anhu would see him, Umar radiallahu anhu himself would supplicate for him. Remember, he's only 2 years old. You don't notice any specific talent from a child who's 2 years old. Yet Umar radiallahu anhu supplicates for Al-Hasan al-Basri. Allahumma faqihu fi din wa habibhu ila nas. O Allah, give him understanding of the religion and make him loved by the people. And this supplication was responded to. When Al-Hajjaj, the tyrant ruler, who was known to execute scholars, when he brought Imam Al-Hasan al-Basri forward, he said to him, مَا أَمَدَّكَ يَا حَسَنَ What's kept you alive so long, O Hassan? How come I haven't killed you yet? How come you're still alive and other scholars have died? And Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, سَنَتَيْنِ مِنْ خِلَافَةِ عُمْرِ 2 years from the leadership of Umar. The supplication of Umar. The blessed time I spent in the time when Umar radiallahu anhu was the leader of the Muslims. Another scholar by the name of Sa'id ibn Jubair, a famous tabi'i, when he was younger, he used to have a rooster. And this rooster used to crow in the middle of the night every single night. And instead of Sa'id ibn Jubair maybe sacrificing this rooster or giving this rooster away, he would look at a silver lining. And so every night when the rooster would crow, he would wake up and he would perform wudu and he would start to offer tahajjud prayer. And this shows us, brothers and sisters, the importance of always looking on the bright side, always looking at the silver lining, always taking advantage of things, even though it may seem like things which are hindering us, things which may be obstacles in our path. One day, in the middle of the night, the rooster never crowed. And Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahullah, he woke up at Fajr time, and he became angry. So he said, مَا لَوْهُ قَطَعَ اللَّهُ صَوْتَ What's wrong with this rooster? May Allah cut its throat. And after he made this supplication, the rooster never ever made a sound ever again. His mother, when she noticed what had happened, she said to Sa'id ibn Jubayr, she said, Oh my son, don't ever make dua against anybody again. Because she recognized the power and the effect of the dua of Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Many years later, Sa'id ibn Jubayr was also in the presence of Al-Hajjaj. And Al-Hajjaj happened to execute Sa'id ibn Jubayr rahimahullah, as he executed many other scholars of the time. But before he executed him, Sa'id ibn Jubayr made a supplication. He made a dua and he said, Oh Allah, don't make Al-Hajjaj execute anybody else after me. When Al-Hajjaj executed Sa'id rahimahullah, it said that Al-Hajjaj felt remorse. He felt guilty. He became overcome with grief because of what he did to Sa'id. And he would say, Aina ana wa Sa'id? Where am I with Sa'id? What have I done in regards to this situation? Why did I execute him? Why did I kill him? And narrations mention he only killed and executed one more individual and then he himself died, he himself passed away. Brothers and sisters, words themselves, words of encouragement, can have a powerful effect on an individual. And maybe we are where we are today because of some statements of some individuals, people we know, relatives, friends of ours, that motivated us to do what we're doing today. Whether that's a specific career, whether that's seeking knowledge, whatever it may be, there are people who direct us in our life and they take us on a specific path, all by the Mashia and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they may be different people. They may be people who are neighbors to us. They may be family members. They may be even our teachers, or maybe people we hardly ever meet. But we only remember them because of the statements, because of the things that they said regarding us. Words of encouragement, words of praise, which motivated us to do whatever it is that we did. So likewise, brothers and sisters, we need to ponder and we need to reflect that just like those people who praised us, we remember them and it had an effect on our lives and what we're doing and on our motivation. Likewise, brothers and sisters, there are individuals who need that motivation. There are those who are younger than us. Not only younger than us, not only children, but even adults need inspiration. Even adults need words of encouragement. There are those around us who only need some words of encouragement so that they can take that one extra step that they need, that they're looking for. It just takes a few words for a person to reach his true potential. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the power of words and about how influential and how powerful words can be, and specifically words of encouragement. It may be that people encouraged us, said things to us when we were younger that we still remember today, even though we don't really know much about those people except for that one specific statement. And because of what they said, we decided to pursue a certain career. We decided to maybe even end up memorizing Quran or following a specific path in search of knowledge. One specific individual, one scholar in fact from the past, who happened to be in a similar situation, was the great scholar and faqih Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Imam Abu Hanifa, when he was young, he wasn't someone who was a student of knowledge. He was just your normal Muslim. He never really pursued knowledge and used to attend the gatherings of the scholars and the circles of the scholars. He used to help, in fact, his father with his business, and his father was a cloth merchant. And Imam Abu Hanifa later also was somebody who was involved in this business as well because of his father. Once Imam Abu Hanifa was passing by the great scholar Imam al-Sha'bi, and Imam al-Sha'bi said to him, "Where are you going? Who are you going to?" So he said, "I'm going to so-and-so, such and such person." So Imam al-Sha'bi, he said to him, "Why don't you go and mix with the scholars? Why don't you go to the scholars instead?" And so Imam Abu Hanifa said, "I'm not really someone who goes to the scholars in terms of mixing with them or sitting with them and learning from them. I'm not really a student of knowledge." And so Imam al-Sha'bi, he said, "You need to go and learn with the scholars, because I see in you yaqadha wa haraka. I see in you enlightenment, awakening, activeness. You're proactive." And so it was this specific encounter that made Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah pursue knowledge. And he became the scholar who he became, one of the greatest scholars of history. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned in a hadith that two things will cause a person to enter into the hellfire: whatever is between his legs and whatever is between his lips. Because statements, brothers and sisters, they can either be statements of good, where we are rewarded as a result of those statements, or they can be a result of evil and sin. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned in the hadith that whomsoever believes in the final day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ لِيَصْمُتْ, let him speak good or remain silent. And brothers and sisters, if you really ponder over this hadith, there's so much benefit, there's so much value in the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because many times we want to put people down, maybe just for the fun of it. Somebody trips up, somebody makes a mistake, somebody literally trips up, we want to say something. We want to make fun of them, make a smart comment so that other people will laugh. But the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told us about the value of remaining silent if there isn't anything beneficial to say. And most importantly, to say good things, encouraging things instead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal gives us the ability to be able to inspire others and to be able to encourage others to do good deeds, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of this will cause us to enter into paradise. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم. ذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون أقيموا الصلاة